This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Lawyers for a New York City man wrongly convicted of rape in the 1980s have announced a $5 million settlement with the city. Alberto Ramos served 7 years after he was convicted of raping a 5-year-old girl at a Bronx daycare center. But he was released in 1992 after documents revealed the Bronx District Attorney's Office had withheld information that proved his innocence. The settlement in his false conviction lawsuit is the largest in the city's history. NPR's Margot Adler reports.
At a news conference today, Alberto Ramos, now 40 years old, sat with his mother, his lawyers, and the investigator who helped free him. He spent the last 5 years in the U.S. Army.
In 1984, I was 21 years old. I felt full of hope. I was in college. I was working with children. I wanted to be a teacher. When I heard that a 5-year-old girl was accusing me of sexual abuse, I couldn't believe it. I invited the detectives into my home. I had faith in the system.
But Ramos was arrested, paraded before TV cameras, and sentenced to 25 years in prison, where he claims he was assaulted and sodomized. Ramos's lawyer, Joel Rudin, says, remember, it was a time filled with hysteria about allegations of ritual sexual abuse at daycare centers. And the Bronx District Attorney at the time, Mario Merola, jumped on the bandwagon.
He generated screaming headlines by prosecuting 5 people, all later exonerated, and he made parents frantic by claiming the abuse was widespread. He held press conferences. He staged perp walks. He falsely accused the administration of Mayor Koch of doing the unspeakable thing of covering up the sexual abuse of young children.
But the only reason the case was overturned was that the girl who was allegedly raped and her mother sued the city. And although the insurance company settled, an investigator for the company found records proving Ramos's innocence and turned them over to his mother. Ramos's conviction was overturned, and Rudin says city child abuse investigators admitted that in the hysteria of the time, they referred the Ramos case to the DA even though they believed he was innocent. Other documents withheld included a pediatrician's report that there was no evidence of sexual contact. Although prosecutors cannot be sued for prosecutorial misconduct, the appellate division said Ramos could sue the city if he could prove the DA's misconduct was not inadvertent, but the result of a policy to allow such misconduct to occur. Michael McCann, the district attorney of Milwaukee, says he has rarely heard of a settlement so high. The largest settlement for false conviction in history took place in 1999. $36 million was given to 4 men who collectively spent more than 60 years in prison, 2 on death row, falsely convicted in the murder of a suburban Chicago couple. As for Ramos, the money doesn't end his bitterness.
I am still very angry that No one from the district attorney's office, no city official, has come up yet to the plate and stepped up and admitted wrongdoing.
The Bronx District Attorney's Office has not yet returned NPR's calls. A spokesperson for the New York City Law Department released a statement saying the city agreed to the claims because exculpatory evidence had not been given Ramos's attorneys. They said the settlement brings closure to 18 years of criminal and civil litigation. Ramos says he is looking forward to starting his life. He plans to study culinary arts. Margot Adler, NPR News, New York.